Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick takes to the national airwaves tonight at the Democratic National Convention. He plans to advocate on behalf of President Obama and offer a critique of his predecessor in the Massachusetts governor's office, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov is at the convention in Charlotte and joins us now live. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Sasha.
Monica, you also attended the Republican National Convention last week, and we heard very little there about what Democrats, at least, consider to be Romney's best achievement at governor, meaning universal health care. But I gather we'll be hearing a lot more about that at the Democratic Convention.
Yes, we already have. It's one of the first things Democrats are talking about here. The Massachusetts delegation was all told at a breakfast this morning to tout the success of health care. 98% of residents in Massachusetts are insured. And House Speaker DeLeo said that all the delegates should warn other voters that if Romney is elected, he could roll back some of the success of health care even in our state. And the Democrats are even poking fun at Romney in a health care forum today they called Romney Care Works. It's a play, of course, on the Obamacare, the national health care name for that. Now, Governor Deval Patrick kicked off the forum by listing the success of the National Affordable Care Act.
Seniors can afford their medications. Medicare is strengthened. We see the end of people going bankrupt because they become very sick. This is a victory, and we need to tell that story.
Patrick also said he knows Romney is proud of the health care bill that he passed as governor. And he said he knows this because in his official portrait hanging in the State House, Romney had the artist paint in a picture of the health care bill sitting on his desk.
Now, Monica, of course, health care reform in Massachusetts started with the heavy support of the late Senator Ted Kennedy. And this is the first political convention without him. Has that been noted?
Absolutely. You know, this morning at the delegates' breakfast, Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren told a very touching story about how she first met Kennedy and she asked him to help her on being a leader on bankruptcy issues. She wanted to hold back changes that the Congress wanted to make that she felt would hurt the middle class. And she said she worked with Kennedy and fought on this issue for 10 years. And even though they eventually lost, she says she was inspired by him.
And it was something that meant so much to me because it taught me something about public service. That you really get out there and do it, not because there's a powerful group pushing for it, not because there's a headline behind it. You do it because hardworking families are depending on you to do it.
And Elizabeth Warren will be speaking at the convention tomorrow. Tell us about some of the Massachusetts speakers we'll be hearing tonight.
Well, it'll start with Joe Kennedy III, and he's going to introduce a video tribute to his great uncle and his family. And this is the first time he'll be on the national stage. As you know, he's running for the 4th Congressional District. That's the seat being vacated by Barney Frank. Also in prime time tonight, Governor Deval Patrick, who, if what he sounds like all day, he's really fired up. I think he'll be defending, guarding, protecting President Obama's record. He really has sounded very, very excited and out there attacking Republicans and especially Mitt Romney all day.
And we'll be covering that, of course, tonight on WBUR. That's Monica Brady-Myrov at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. Monica, thank you.
You're welcome.